What about your patient, Tony? Again, young patient, 52-year-old man. What was his first-line therapy?
Fulfoxyria bevacizumab,
right.
Which is pretty standard.
And how long was he on that?
About 5 to 6 months.
Did he respond?
Response is essentially a little bit of a shrinkage, primarily stable disease. Those patients typically don't derive a significant response. And if there is a response, it's usually fleeting. Patients progress quickly. And then we were able to place him on, we use cetuximab, but I think panitumumab, cetuximab are interchangeable here.
And that is interesting that you use cetuximab, because you just said you were saying you didn't. Why did you?
That's to follow the study.
Oh, it was a study.
The study was cetuximab.
Okay, I got it. He was on study.
Ultimately, it doesn't frankly matter. I probably will switch back to panitumumab.
So how long is he still on this triplet?
So the patient is ongoing now about 7 or 8 months. But ongoing, so
any
hasn't progressed yet.
Response? What's been going on?
The patient had a partial response.
Where did you observe it?
So a lot of caking, omental caking, and peritoneal nodules, and so that's primarily where we're seeing the response.
And again,
decrease in ascites.
Tolerability issues?
Some rash, fatigue. Fatigue is universal. From low grade to a little bit
like
higher.
More fatigue than chemo, than FOLFOXIRI Bev?
It's a different type of fatigue.
Huh, really?
That's what you hear from patients. This is the nagging, low grade fatigue that just doesn't go away. With chemo, patients get very fatigued and then they pick back up. With these biologics, they're fatigued every day. They have to push themselves out of the bed. They're active. Once they start, but there is this
getting started. Is there any practical complementary strategies that work with that fatigue?
We actually use Adderall. We use stimulants for these patients.
Specifically these patients.
Yeah, so we depend a lot on our symptom management group, which I wouldn't have thought to do that, but they do, and it seems to get the patients much more active. Mm-hmm. So
they do yoga, they do stuff it's just, I suspect that part of what's going on with these biologics, and a lot of them affect the cytokine pool, is these patients just have a mini inflammatory.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, a mini inflammatory reaction it's almost like having a mini flu.
So, it's interesting when you look at these two cases, something comes across, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't know if it's a coincidence. But it kind of seems like the patients did better on targeted therapy than on chemo.
Yeah, at least in our experience, that tends to be the case. Yeah.
So that would make you think maybe, I assume it's being looked at first line, is it?
So it is, yeah. So I think they are doing a combination first line study.
As they should, in a disease that is typically chemo resistant.
And this is what, 10% of metastatic disease?
More like probably 7 to 8%.
On the left side. So about 4 to 5% if you take the total, and 7 to 8% on the left side if you just take the left side. For the V600E.